Dig Into It Radio is proud to present What Grinds My Gears with Trina Avalon Piranha.
So I just want to tell you what really grinds my fucking gears.
Hey Trina, what grinds your gears today?
So, I was talking to you about what really grinds my gears.
And yeah.
You all know that you can email me anytime and let me know what grinds your gears. But I got something really personal that I want to talk about. Well, not so personal, but just really near and dear to me being a fat girl.
Please don't talk about that thing that you need a no I meant for.
Oh, no, 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 girl. That flaked off. No, this is more from a fat girl standpoint.
Okay.
I'm sure this happens to everybody, but you know when you got your friends or your coworkers or whoever it may be, all of a sudden they decide they're going to change their life. They're going to stop drinking soda. They're going to eat healthy. They bought stock in Lean Cuisine, and all of a sudden they're an expert on everything there is to do with diet, and then they watch what you're eating.
Oh.
And then they say, well, you know, that has a lot of sodium in it. That has a lot of calories. You really should switch to this. All of a sudden, they're an expert because they've been dieting for 2 days. I haven't seen no results. Or even if I have seen results, guess what? I don't give a shit. If I wanted to be dieting, I would diet.
Your chin is a little bit smaller. However,
I just don't think you should be imposed. I just think that's so rude. Like, I don't know.
I'm eating this burrito with queso on it. Do you think I care about what I'm...
Thank you.
I don't care about the calories or the sodium in that shit right now.
I say this because today, I was at my work. And they had catered us today. Mm-hmm. They do this occasionally for us. And they bought us some big old subs from those big party subs. And I was having me a slice. And I put some mayo on it.
Atta girl.
Girl, who's not going to put some mayo on one of those sandwiches? And I will not name this person's name, but this person looked over at me and said, you know how fattening that mayo is, don't you?
What's that bon cui cui?
This person talks all the time about everything to do with weight loss and statistics. And that's all they talk about. Like, and
is she fat still, though?
It's he. But
is she fat still, though?
If she is. No, she's not fat. She's actually very physically fit. Very, very nicely physically fit. But... that already makes me feel uncomfortable like around you. Like, I don't even like you because you are physically fit. Like, I don't even want you talking to me because you're physically fit. Like, get away. You disgust me right then and there. But then you're going to come over while I'm eating my lunch and try to coach me and tell me what I could do. You, just so you know, just by cutting out a couple simple habits in your diet, you could drastically change the...
are not Bob Green to me right now.
Thank you. Did I contact you? Did I ask you to help me with my life decisions? Is this the Biggest Loser? Where are the cameras? I'm very confused. I'm just saying. I'm sure everybody out there has stories like that. I'm sure there's a lot of friends that decide to go on diets or somebody that they know decides all of a sudden they're better than everybody else because they've been on a diet. I
hate that shit.
And I just think enough is enough. I embrace my fat. I'm fine with it. More cushion for the pushing. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
And that's what grinds my gears.
Well, Miss Trina, thanks for weighing in on what grinds your gears. If you'd like to hear what Trina has to say about what grinds your gears, send us an email at thedword@digintoitradio.com. That's digitradio.com. And in the subject line, put Grinds My Gears, and we'll get you on the radio. Thanks for listening to What Grinds My Gears with Trina Avalon Piranha on Dig Into It Radio.